A convicted killer will be released from custody once again after pleading guilty to breaching his probation conditions this past fall. A jury first convicted Stephen Perko of second-degree murder back in June 2019, for the January 2014 fatal hammer attack on 32-year-old Chris Ousman on Rutland's Highway 33. He was sentenced to a life sentence with no chance of parole until mid-2028. Perko successfully appealed the conviction, and instead struck a plea deal with the Crown, pleading guilty to the lesser charge of manslaughter. As a result, he was sentenced to time served and released from custody this past July, with an additional 3 years of probation. But about 3.5 months later, Perko was once again behind bars after he was found carrying brass knuckles and a knife, in breach of his probation conditions. Additionally, Perko had not been attending a substance abuse management course as was directed by his probation officer. Perko has remained in custody since his arrest in October, and he appeared in Kelowna court Thursday by way of video from Maple Ridge's Fraser Regional Correctional Center to plead guilty to 2 counts of breaching probation and 1 count of carrying a weapon. A slip-up. During sentencing submissions, the Crown said Perko was stopped by a RCMP officer on Rutland Road just after 9 p.m. on October 21 for riding a bicycle without a helmet. Perko was wearing all black and had a mask over his face. Perko was carrying a 9-inch foldable blade under his jacket and had brass knuckles in his jacket pocket. In his backpack, the officer found an extendable baton and a machete. The Crown noted that Perko not attending his substance abuse course was of particular concern because his probation officer had identified that the killing of Ousman back in 2014 had occurred while Perko was under the influence of drugs. Defense counsel Melissa Lowe said Perko has struggled with substances for many years, and he had some success on the methadone program following his arrest for the killing. He may have had a slip-up back in the fall, but he's gotten back onto that program, Lowe said. He's looking forward to doing some of the programming with probation going forward. Lowe said Perko was on social assistance back in the fall, but a friend has offered him a place to stay upon his release. Both the Crown and defense submitted a joint sentencing submission of 180 days for the 3 convictions. With enhanced credit for time served, that leaves him with just 3 days left to serve, before he's released back out on his previous probation conditions. "I'm sorry to the court for my mistakes back in the fall there," Perko said during sentencing. "I know any reason I have for having that stuff in my bag is just going to sound like an excuse. I know I need to step my game up when it comes to my probation order, and I will." During his sentencing for the 2014 killing back in July, Perko also told the court that he will continue to try to better myself. Killing of Chris Ousman. Ousman's killing occurred in the early morning hours of January 25, 2014. Perko and his friend Elric Dyke were walking south on Highway 33 near Rutland Road when they came upon Ousman walking north, on the other side of the road. Ousman had recently left a poker game with friends. All 3 men were intoxicated. Perko and Dyke had never met Ousman before, but words were exchanged. The pair ran over to Ousman and a fight between Ousman and Dyke broke out. As Ousman got the upper hand in the fist fight, Perko came up from behind Ousman and struck him multiple times in the head with a hammer he had been carrying. The blows proved fatal. Perko and Dyke left Ousman's lifeless body on the sidewalk and fled the area. An RCMP officer came upon Ousman's body later that morning. 7-week trial. Perko was arrested and charged in the killing in November 2016, after close to 3 years of police investigation. He was convicted of the murder after a 7-week trial in the spring of 2019, and he was sentenced to a life sentence with no chance of parole for 11 years. 4 years later, the BC Court of Appeal overturned the conviction, ruling that Justice Alan Betton's instructions to the jury were so confusing as to amount to error in law. Rather than proceed with another trial, the Crown accepted the manslaughter plea and he was released from custody on time served, with an additional 3 years of probation. "Not a day goes by that I don't regret what I did. Perko told Ousmane's family during his sentencing. I don't expect you to forgive me, but I hope one day you will understand my side. I will continue to try to better myself.